54321, and we are on the air, but we're also on the phone. My name is Winfrey. We're having a conference line that we've done for the past year being broadcast live on PBS Radio. So you folks that are listening on the internet are listening in, and we're just going to go back to our regular routine. Thank you for being here. I think you'll find it interesting. If you don't know what's going to happen, neither do we, so just hang in and we'll move on. We have some people that just checked in. My name is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. This is Becky in San Diego.
Becky?
Jackie in San Diego.
Jackie. I'm saying, I don't know.
Oh,
Becky. And my name is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
This is Anna in Berkeley, California.
Let's see. I had Anna in Berkeley. And who was that?
Marianne and Gary in San Diego.
Marianne and Gary, I've been thinking about you today. You guys know you're on you're live on the internet now, right?
We heard that.
as well as in space.
Great.
Okay.
Francis in Concord.
Hi, Francis. Anyone else?
Diane in Mountain View.
Diane and Wesley?
Wesley's not here yet, but he will be.
Okay.
I'm here also, Diane. I'm in the car.
Hi, Wesley.
Hey, Wesley.
Anybody else on the line?
Robert and Carol.
I got you guys.
Okay. Brian from Los Angeles.
Brian, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we have Suzanne, Gino, Claudia, Kendra, Ginger, Robert, Carol, Wayne, Karen, Don. That's not on. Jackie, Anna, Marianne, Gary, Francis, Diane, Wesley. Brian. And
yes.
Who was that? Who was that just checked in?
It's Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Hello.
Anyone on who I didn't say? Karen, I know.
Bill's there.
Yes. Yeah.
And Bill. Anyone else?
Yes.
Wait a second. Yes. Who's that? Jeff. Okay. All right. Okay, I just muted everybody, and I'll just do a little intro for the people who are checking in on BBS, and some of you may have heard me and Don on the Don and Wynn Show on Sunday night, or Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and we've been doing this conference call, and as a little background information, I had this experience of communicating to what identified themselves as group souls. And it happened through two personal associations during the period that I was writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I found out that I was being observed by what we call the other side, and they wanted to talk to me. And I had many, many, many conversations, and I learned a lot about how things were structured and organized and function in other dimensions. And I had a lot of questions answered concerning the book I was writing, where Edgar Cayce and David Wilcock, who is his reincarnation, were supposedly channeling one of these group souls. And one of the things I learned about the group souls, and just to give you a mental idea of what a group soul is, they're a conglomerate of millions or billions of individual souls, similar to ours, but who are no longer in this realm. One of the group souls identifies itself as the Ra group, and they are a group which has gone through third dimensional existence, as on this planet and other planets. And if I have it correct, they've graduated from what we call the wheel of reincarnation, and they're a huge conglomerate assisting us from their side in our own evolution. And the other group soul that we've had a lot of communication with identifies itself as the Council of Elohim. And they describe themselves as outside of our universe and part of the original creation of this realm. And they can beam light energy into this realm. So in the conversations with these groups, and the way I understand it is I'm never talking to an individual entity. The actual group is answering the questions that I have as a group, maybe not the whole group, but part of the group. I asked if I started a conference call, would they be able to pay attention to this call from the dimensions at where they were at? And if we read channelings, would they pay attention to the people checking into the call who had a high intent and work with those people? And so we started this, well, I guess about 14 months ago, and we just had a couple people, three people, and it was kind of an experiment. I called it an experiment to say, let's see what happens if we do this. So over the last period, we have watched many, many things happen on this call, many healings, many personal transformations, and slowly but surely, the number of people have been increasing, and we started doing the calls 7 days a week. And Monday and Tuesday, we do a more formal presentation where we have read channelings, and occasionally we've done a live channeling. And Wednesday through Sunday, it's more of a prayer or intention evening where we do healing meditations for ourselves, for the people we know, and the planet. And the thing about it is, if we have it right, these group souls are actually assisting us and listening to us and helping us on the execution of those prayers when they are formulated for the highest good of all concerned and they don't violate anyone's free will. So this has been a rather special thing to contribute, and now we're doing it on the internet. So some of you are not officially signed in on the phone line, but you're signed in on the etheric vibration level. One of the aspects of and benefits for all of us of coming together like this is not only is there the opportunity for tremendous personal healing and for the healing of those in our immediate sphere, but there's also the ability to, as a group, petition these energies to help our planet. And that's something we always do. And we call it sending the light to various places on our planet, in our solar system, for healing of the planet, for peace. And because we may have them directly on the line, it seems like our requests carry some weight. And so we're doing it 7 nights a week. And those of you that feel a resonance with what we're doing, although we're only on BBS radio on Monday, you can email me through BBS, I'm sure you'll find the, or email Suzanne at higher-vision.org, and you can get the access number for the other calls during the week. If you want to read more about this, if you want to read more about my experience, you can go to the website, higher-vision.org, highervision.org, which links to a few of my websites, including the one on the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, the website called Conversations with My Girlfriend, where I told the story of how this all originated for me, and I recommend if you're... And Dimensional Shift, which actually lists the channelings that we do on this conference call. So on Monday night, I'm the moderator, and it's kind of a wild card. I kind of figure out how I'm going to do this call based on what's presented to me that day. And today we're going to have something unusual, and that is, if everything works out the way we've planned it, we have a special guest from the other side that's going to speak to us. In the past, we've spoken to, as I said, the Council of Elohim and the Ra Group. They both have had voices. And we've also done workshops where people have been able to ask questions. And as I understand it, we have a subset of the Ra Group that has identified itself by the name Ptah. And in fact, when I first started having communication with the entity, who you all know as Daphne, Ptah was the first voice that came through. And as I understood it, Ptah was kind of being an emissary, and shortly thereafter, the Council of Elohim came through. So what I'm going to do, since we're going to have a channeling, I'm going to do an invocation to the light now instead of later, just to make a protective space. Again, those of you who are here for the first time, I recommend that you relax, pay very close attention to the energies around you. You can be sure that there are forces that would be open to being in your space that are positive during the course of this call. There's energies, and you may feel them during the course of the call. Just relax and let it flow. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on the line and each person listening right now, no matter where they are in the world. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy, the Hunab-Ku. As this energy moves through our solar system, moves into the outer layers of the etheric fields surrounding our planet, and moves right now into the very space where you are, through your body, if you so permit it, and into the center of the earth. And as we experience this energy flow individually, we expand our energies to touch each other. Just imagine that this is happening. Just go with me. You don't have to believe it. Just consider the possibilities and be in your imagination and imagine that your energy is spreading out and touching everybody that's on this line and everybody that happens to be tuned in on their internet right at this moment. As we join our energies together, we create a group energy. We create a vibration of oneness. And in that vibration, we become bright. Our energies as a group. And we invite those group souls, service to others, operating in the Christed light, to join with us in our group, where we have one great, huge, big energy field that goes from ourselves all the way through the celestial realm. We ask for the protection of all the archangels, of the group souls, all those who are service to others in the Christed light, to help us this moment in this great connection between planet Earth and the higher dimensions. And at this moment, do we have the being that has identified itself as Ptah present to address our group?
Please invoke protection against all negativity at this time.
We ask that only beings of love can penetrate this energy field that we have created in this moment. We ask that everyone on the line surround themselves with love and extend their own protection to this work. If there's anything else you'd like to add, please add it.
One moment, please. Good evening. You, Earth Sojourners, have availed yourselves, have called upon us. We are the ones known as Ptah of the sixth and seventh ray of the Andromedan sector. We are very pleased this evening that so many have turned their thoughts and their attention to the messages which we have ready to impart to those ears, to those minds, to those hearts who are ready to acknowledge, who are ready to absorb, who are ready to take part and take action, to go the next step in what is fast becoming a collective jubilation, a collective celebration and acceleration of love, light, light, love, in a lifting of planet Earth's consciousness at this time, the time of the doorways, the time of the openings, the time of the shedding and lifting of the veils, the time of the disbursement of darkness, the time of the opening of the portals of unconditional love, light, the time of miraculous unfolding, the time of the heretofore unseen, misunderstood, coming into understanding, into the conscious nature of the 3D, quickly moving into 4 and 5D beings now on the earth. Your time in some ways is shortened. By this we mean the time is accelerating. What you normally have experienced in a period of 24 hours, you will now experience twofold. In other words, what normally you would experience in a day, you have 2 days worth of experience. There seems not to be enough time. It seems that things are going faster, and indeed things are going faster. But you cannot look at your clocks for this. You cannot look at some kind of a chronometer, for this is not accurate. There is a dimensional shift underway, and your own body's biological rhythm, your circadian rhythm, they shall show you the way of this, because you will find yourself much more tired. You will find yourself more quickly energized with less sleep. You will find yourself going through peaks and valleys. You will find yourself going through rhythms which normally would have taken you a week, a month, a year. You will find them compressed as you would compress perhaps a digital audio file or a computer file. Such is what is happening on planet Earth now. This applies not only to the humans, but also to Gaia herself, as she, at the central core of 1D and at the molten core of the 2D, extending up into the 3D and higher realms, it reverberates through in its entirety, from 1D all the way through the human realm of 3D, the emotional realm of 4D, and the galactic portal realm of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, continuing out through your solar system to the edge, to 13D, and then going all the way to the Hunabku. There is a huge, vast expansion. And when expanding as quickly as is now the case, hitting a proverbial pothole on a superhighway going 80 miles an hour is a little bit more dangerous than hitting a pothole on a backcountry road going 30 miles an hour. So your interior slates must be clean. And by this we mean that your own patches of negativity, your own places of the dark night, must be worked through very carefully before this acceleration can fully anchor itself in each and every individual soul. For as a jet approaches takeoff speed on a runway, which for 747 is approximately 167 miles per hour, there needs be a very, very clean runway. Else the plane shall hit something, and catastrophe is evident. We see no catastrophes evident. We say this only to avoid personal difficulty, personal happenstance that can be made easier. There are some who are ready to take flight as I speak. There were some that have already taken flight, so to speak, and are no longer in physical bodies. And there are many who will be taking flight within the next 5 years. Taking flight does not necessarily mean leaving the physical. Taking flight can mean opening the third eye and seeing through the veil and seeing past what is happening in the here and now. Taking flight can also mean opening up the memory doorways to past incarnational tracks so that one knows exactly the circuitousness of what has happened and the roundabout way in which we construct our lives, repeating lessons over and over and over again until we perfect them. This is indeed a most miraculous time. It is also a dangerous time. It is the quickening just before the birth, the time of the water breaking, the time of the labor intensifying. And just as birth precedes something miraculous, this time too precedes something miraculous. And just as birth has attendant with it something which can be very painful, especially if one is unprepared, so this time too is similar. One needs to pace oneself. One needs to breathe deeply and rest in between the proverbial labor pains. Your outside structures, your political systems, your economic systems, your weather systems, these are all going a bit chaotic as we speak. They will continue to go more chaotic in the 2 years to come. This can be stifled and mitigated quite a bit by all the light anchoring that groups such as this do, and encourage anyone, even if they are of traditional faith, to pray for safe passage to the other side. It matters not one's religion or one's creed, only that the intention of the heart is for the good and for love and for the light. This is the main focus. This is the most important. It is important not to dwell on divisiveness, but rather on cohesiveness. It is important to understand that at the highest levels, we are all one. We are all of the light. We are all ultimately of love. And we are all... For many, it is as if they have contacted a very old knowingness, a very old friend. And indeed, this is true because we are part of you. We are your ancient lineage. We are your ancient ancestors. This is how we help.
You have worked with us in the past in various epochs on this planet. I believe one certainly is in Egypt. Can you share how you connected with us in the Egyptian epoch?
It is a similar manner as which we have just said. At that time, the notion of oneness, of monotheism, was a new notion. And it was something that we helped to cement into the consciousness of the peoples at that time. For there was worship of many. There was a pantheon of gods. And we started to show the people, started to become clear in the people's minds that indeed, above all, is one. All is connected in the oneness. This is Ra's law of one. This was beginning to become anchored onto the earth grids, the Gaian grids, at this time.
Was that particularly during the life of Akhenaten and Ra-Ta?
Yes.
So you worked with those two?
Yes.
Two people. Anyone else in Egypt?
Primarily at that time, it was the two mentioned.
Mm. Did you communicate in a similar manner as you're communicating now through an entity?
Yes and no. The one known as Ra receives messages. He receives them interiorly in his mind. He could enunciate them to scribes if he so chose. However, many around him could not be trusted, and he could not trust their intent. Therefore, much of what his knowledge was kept interiorly.
When you said Ra, I think you meant Ra-Ta, yes? The prior lifetime of Edgar Cayce?
The incarnation in the human form.
Yes. As I understand, at least through the Edgar Cayce readings, the name was Ra-Ta. But maybe later it was Ra. Okay. Are there any other epics in our history that you partake of?
There are many. The one known as the Great Flood, Noah's Ark. This is one. The destruction of the temple. This is another. The founding of Christianity. This is yet another. Crusades. This is yet another. The Black Death. This is yet another. These were all intervention points.
For example, during the Black Death, how did your intervention manifest?
We prevented the human race from being entirely wiped out.
I see. That was a possibility, yes.
It was a possibility.
Mm-hmm. So on our conference line, what are the ways that our conference line attendees and those who are listening can avail themselves of Fatah's help and assistance?
Calling. The way that one summons. Through intention, through an interior calling, through an interior asking, through prayer. It need not take any single formal kind of route. Only the intention of the heart to ask for help and to ask to be of service to other and for the highest intent and for the highest light. This is how you may call on us.
Thank you. I think those are my questions for the moment. Oftentimes, usually at the end of our meeting, we go around the group and people put things into the light and put their own prayer requests out for the highest good, and we would be honored to have you listen in, which you probably do anyway, but officially since you're here on the line, and hear those requests. Would that be appropriate?
This happens already.
Yes. Okay, so is there anything else you would like to share with the group we have together tonight?
We have only a little bit more to say, and that is, in preparedness, there is calm. In knowingness, there is steadfastness. In listening, there is wisdom. Be all of these. Become all of these to yourself and to each other. As you do to yourself, you do to the other. As you do to the other, you do to yourself. We shall not sweeten the recipe and say that the coming days are easy. Outwardly, they will not be. However, your attitude of loving kindness shall make it immensely more tolerable for yourselves and your loved ones and those in your community. Outreach to those who are open, and many will open their hearts because of outward circumstance. Unfortunately, in 3D, it is only when things get very, very tough do people sometimes open their hearts. Prepare for the days to come. We see within 4 months in your country, in the United States, a kind of splitting of the population in terms of a major decision of what should or should not be done. And factionalism can be a difficult thing. During this time of factionalism, never see another as an enemy. See another only as one who has not yet opened themselves to the light. This is our message for this evening. We are very honored that you have taken the time and have opened your heart to listen to our message. We shall be available in the future for further messages and inquiries. We are honored and we take time to serve in the way that best serves you. It is our pleasure and gives us great comfort. We shall end this with an Om.
Thank you. We'll take a moment right now. Take a deep breath and a few moments of silence. And then we'll go through our calling in of the light. Suzanne?
So I'd like to ask that our energy become like a great magnet that pulls those who are opening their hearts and asking to be connected to other higher selves, and that they find their way to groups like ours. And I ask also for everyone on the line to have peace and love at this time.
Thank you. Gino?
I'd like to bring the light, everybody on the line, everybody listening. I'd like to bring the light to people who are held against their will. May they find hope and peace. The light soon. Hope for my family. Thanks.
Thank you. Claudia?
I would like to bring my husband, Gino, and my sister-in-law, Maria. Thank you.
Indra?
I'd like to put my cousins Jacob and Luis in the light.
Ginger?
I'd like to shine forth the light and love of God to all the hearts of humanity, so that all hearts that have been closed shall open and receive the purity of God's love and light, as well as all those who are on this call, all those who are listening, all those of my family and friends. I bless you all.
Thank you very much. And Robert? Carol?
Robert, did
it. Oh. Let's see. Okay. Yes, I'd like to put my daughter, Fiona, and Gavin, my son, and also Carol and baby Shane in the light, and everyone on the line. Thank you.
And Carol? Say that again, Carol.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm passing.
Okay. Wayne?
Yes, I'd like to send light and love to all the interdimensional beings who are assisting us and looking out for us. I'd like to send light and love to Mother Earth, who's sustaining us. And I'd like to send light and love to all those online with us tonight. Thank you.
Karen?
I'd like to send the light to all our listeners and then to everyone on the line, every member of my family, the Earth, and the solar system. Thank you.
Jackie?
I'd like to send love, light, and healing energy to all those who are attempting to be of service to others, and also to our planet and our sun. Thank you.
Thank you. Anna?
Yes, I'd like to send love and light to Lisa and Kevin, and I'd like to send light to the decision makers in our government and to the makers of weapons and dealers all over the world, that their compassionate sides will be open and they will change their ways.
Thank you. Mary Ann?
Yes, I'd like to send light and love back to the Elohim and the Ra group, and all service to other groups who are helping us, and to my family. Thank you.
Thank you. Gary?
Yes, I'd like to send light and love to the homeless, also to my neighborhood, those who are seeking truth and guidance. Also, I'd like to send light and love to my prayer garden. Thank you.
Thank you. And Gary and Marianne, I just want to thank you for being so regular on this line. Francis?
Thank you.
Yes, I'd like to send light and love to my daughter Nancy and her pregnancy, and for myself, and for Stevie, and all those that are participating tonight, and those I come in contact with.
Thank you. And Wesley?
I'd like to send light and love to my family. I'd like to send light and love to the dolphin pods on this planet, both human and amphibious. I'd like to send love and light to all the visitors to our planet, to our service to others, visitors, those who are in the air, and those of you who are actually landing.
Thank you. And Diane?
I'd like to send love and light to Leah, Tawny, and Grace, all the members of my family, everyone here on this line, and to all the children on the planet.
Thank you. Brian?
Yeah, I'd like to send healing light and love to my brother Joe and his family, and also for myself. I ask continued courage and focus of mind to change my life path for the good of all concerned.
Thank you very much. And Ruth?
I would just like to ask that as our Earth goes through its many changes, those who are confused and who are not understanding what's happening, that they be surrounded by the love and the light that the interdimensional beings have to offer them, and that they are still able to feel peace and calm at that time.
Thank you very much. And Jeff?
Yeah, hi. I'd like to send light and love to my family, friends, everybody on the call, and everybody listening. To Terry, Wynn, and Daphne, to the Sun, Earth, and all the planets, to Elohim, Ra, and Ptah, the entire Middle East, Iraq, Iran, Israel, for peace. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay. And Bill, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I would like to ask that all of our light and love, everyone on the line and listening to with us and in our consciousness, be projected to the center of the universe, returned to us all tenfold to heal us, and from there to the earth, and then back to the center of the universe as we do share the energy throughout. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. And there were some people that checked in after I started talking. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Kathy in Sacramento.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Would you like to put anything in the light?
Yes, I'd like to send light and love for the highest good of all concern to myself, to my ex-husband, Charles, and to his girlfriend, Ginger, and also to both of my children, Devin and Kendra, and to everyone on this telephone line. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Someone else?
Karen in Tucson.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I'd just like to send love and light to my family and friends and those around us, and to the Middle East, and thank you.
Thank you.
Mariel in Los Angeles.
Yes, Mariel. Go ahead.
Hello, Mariel in Los Angeles.
I hear you, Mariel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was still muted. I would like to put the Earth and the Sun in the light. And I would like to put everybody on the line, and I would like to put my son in the light, and all the animals.
Okay. Anyone else?
Rachel, Canada.
Oh, hi, Rachel.
Yes, I'd like to put my family, especially my mother, Doris, my town, Mother Earth, and all of us listening and on the line. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have someone else?
Hi, Wynn. This is Barbara in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Wynn. I would like to send a light, the thought forms of divisiveness, so they may be dissolved, so people realize that we are one, and that more unites us than actually divides us.
That sounds like a good one. Thank you.
It was.
And there was someone else there.
Yeah, this is Conrad. I'm in L.A.
Hi, Conrad.
I was looking at that book you lent me, and I just picked a page, and I opened it up, and it was questions about the life of Christ, and then one of the questions was, well, you know, what day was Christ actually born on, or the one known as Jesus? And it said March 19th, so from all of us to Jesus, happy birthday.
Okay. Assuming that they're right, but I think it's a good idea to say happy birthday every day anyway.
Every day.
Okay, do we have anyone else on the line?
Terry in Los Angeles.
Hi, Terry.
I would like to send...
That is our technical director at CBS Radio. So, let's just say goodbye to everyone. Let me remind you to check out the website, if you're listening, higher-vision.org. We invite you to come back next Monday on BBS, or feel free to make the request and find out what our telephone number is, and you can join us on the telephone. And we will just take a moment of silence until CBS signs off.
Oh, Wynn, can I still put somebody in?
Who's that?
This is Veronica.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't call you, did I?
No.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I've been here the whole time.
Go ahead. Yes, somebody and write your number and name down. Hurry up.
Okay, Cynthia for a job in Hull as she moves to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
For Sydney for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And with gratitude and love and light to Daphne and Terry and Wynn and Wayne, Jeff, Karen from Ohio, Suzanne, Muriel and Gina for doing all they can and all they do for this whole phone conference.
By the way, Jeff is another guy that's an unsung hero that contributes a lot of stuff and a lot of time, just very quietly. So,
that's why I included him, yes.
Oh, you did include Jeff. I'm sorry.
Yes, I did.
Pass it over.
No.
Okay. So I guess on that note, we're going to say goodbye to everyone listening on BBS Radio. And those of you that want to stay on the line, you can. In fact, when Don announces that we're finished, Don, are we off the radio yet? We say goodbye to everyone. Let's see what time it is. It is 7:25. We should be going off. Did you guys enjoy the pata?
Oh,
yes, very much.
Yes.
You know, there's a book that I read quite a few years ago that's called Initiation, and it's by Elizabeth...
H.
H-A-I-S-C-H, is that right?
H-A-I-T-C-H, I think.
H-A-I-T-C-H. And it was about the Egyptian epic, and there was a teacher in it that went by the name Ptah, and I had asked a question earlier, and that was the same Ptah in embodiment, or else they were using the teacher as a symbolic reference. I'm not sure which, but a lot of the stuff that we're exploring is written about in that book from a very earlier time. I can't remember it now, but I remembered being really moved by it at the time I read it. So I imagine we're off of BBS Radio. Are we off of BBS Radio? Karen, do you know? Oh, no, we're not connected.
You're still on there, but you're talking about Ptah.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah.
I'm coming over the speaker.
Yeah, you're still on there.
This is very professional, guys. Okay.
That's okay.
Is that Don?